Tuesday night. Okay, we're doing halachos of inodim lachavero over the next maybe in the whole 3 week period. We'll see. I asked a question last night. I hope everybody talked a thought about it. Email me your answers, please. Why, if you don't want to lend someone a pen and you're just a mean bum, you're only over an assay? But if you're not lending him a pen because he didn't lend you a pen, where at least you have a reason not to lend him a pen, even if it's wrong, it's more chomer and you're over a lot. That was last night's question. Think about it. Email me an answer. A lot is more chomer than an assay, right? Okay, tonight the halacha is the Isser Onoas Devorim. It's a lot in the Torah to cause someone pain, to pain someone, to directly to say something or to do something that causes someone maybe to be embarrassed or to get angry or to be pained, to cringe, to feel tsa'ar, ka'ev, that's the lashon. Ve'im bo koach le'ozer mehem. Very interesting lashon in the chinuch. The Rambam implies such a lashon also. You know, if he can easily like slip out of it, apparently you're not over the lav. But if he can't, you got him, so then you're over a lav. It's called onoas devarim. It's in some ways it's more chomer than onoas momen, Chazal say, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and this is true. You can be over with a spouse. There's no heter for a spouse to cause tsar, or to even a child. It's very a rebbe, even a parent has to be careful. Really, it's almost impossible, you know, because. Now, if you do Yitzvah Chinuch, you know, that's the old, you know, that certainly it's mutter. But it's another reason to think twice. If you do it out of anger and there's no real Chinuch purpose involved, it's just you're bigger than they are, you're over a lot, to a cotton too. And that's an Isser Onoas Devarim. With a wife, it's even more chomer, the Gemara says, because she's more intensely pained, especially if the husband says or does something to be mitzar ha. So this is a, you know, any type of tsar. The business about, everybody's familiar with the case of asking someone the price and you don't really plan on buying. The pshat is, he thinks he has a sale and you never meant the sale. So that's a tsar. You're causing him a tsar. It's not the gneivus das involved. It's einoas dvarim. So any type of tsar or ka'ev would be included. From the sources, from many, many sources, it's mashma that if you do it b'shogeg, so you were not over an avera b'shogeg, but you weren't over anything at all. In other words, part of the tsuras halav is that you mean to do it to him. You mean to cause him tsar or ka'ev. You want to teach him a lesson. You know, but if you inadvertently cause someone tsar, from many, many, many sources, it's not pshat you were over b'shogeg, but you're not over. The lav is to intentionally cause someone pain or tsar or ke'ev and so on and so forth. Okay.